T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Every third Saturday is a very interesting concept. It's not just a concept, it's that they've executed the concept. Tom McKenna is the one that started it. And we start with a little refresher. Tom, thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you, Mike. I'm glad to be back.
Explain every third Saturday. What is it?
Sure. So I'm watching this thunderstorm outside, and it makes me...
Yeah, I'm inside. What's it look like? I can't see anything.
It's rough.
Is it?
It's coming down heavy, and it's thunder and lightning, and it kind of takes me back to why we started this in the first place. We being my wife, Jessie, and I, it's terrible to be homeless and a veteran and be outside, but it's really awful to be homeless and a veteran outside, and you're wet.
And you've been there.
I have, in the Marine Corps, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I can remember spending days in wet socks and boots and drawers and the rest of it, and we didn't want any veterans to have to suffer through that. So it started out about just underwear and socks and being clean and dry and the dignity that comes with that.
And so you began a program and you said, we're going to build the structure, but more than that, we're going to build the culture. What was it that led you there, and what was the key component to getting it started?
Well, first I had to always thank God. He's laid the path and we've tried to follow it best we can. And then, structurally or conceptually, philosophically, it's just making sure that no one's better than anyone else. We don't have clients. We just have other vets and family members, and being equal in that, and making sure we do everything with as much dignity infused as possible, and making sure that we build a community, and as opposed to a program.
What is it you try to do for the vets?
Well, we do a couple things. First, like I said, we start out with the physical supply side of clothing, boots, sleeping bags, quilts, and we still do that. We still have a store, and everything's free, and the vets can come in and get whatever it is they may need. But we've also been able to branch out with the help of so many people, several of whom have been on the program with you talking about us. Now we just going forward with a new technology platform called Pop Smoke, and that what that is it enables veterans and their families to access the resources and services available to them simply and digitally. And so we're really excited about getting that rolled out. And then we're also beginning a new program called The Warrior's Path, which is a 12-week course for veterans who are in need of a fresh start or a second chance. And there's just a tremendous amount of resources that we've been able to, put towards that. And so that'll start soon. And then, of course, we have a brand-new building going up. And so it's more than we could ever have dreamed of, Jessie and I, when we first started this with a few packs of underwear and socks 10, 11 years ago.
What do you want that building to feel like when the veterans walk inside?
Like their home, like their second home. It's community, trust, and family at the end of the day. In the military, it's a tribal feel. Everyone takes care of everyone else, and that's... we need to recreate that because it's missing. And when you lose that, it's hurtful And so that new building is all about community and being able to reconnect and connect with people who have similar experiences.
PTSD is one of the things that you hear about often with people that have been in, and you're familiar with it. You know, I don't mean for you to be a doctor about this, but what programs can be in place? What can you do for guys that have that and maybe don't even realize or don't know the depths of it? What can you do for them?
Well, like I said, first thing might be the access to, there's a tremendous amount of resources out there, and sort of simplify that and make it a digital way to access those resources. And pop smoke is just a term in the military when you need an evacuation. Things are gone bad or you need help. And so that's kind of the theme. First thing that you have to do, we have a responsibility as a veteran to raise your hand and say, I need a hand. This is not going well. What we can do is we can help get those veterans with other veterans and veteran spouses with other veteran spouses, and that connection, that community, that's the best medicine there is, and that's what we're seeking to create.
Do you want to create its own network system so that guys come there, they meet, and things will evolve out of that, and meaning who knows what, classroom, socially, whatever it is? Do you want to just create space so that they can come together, and who knows what grows organically from that?
That's absolutely right. I couldn't even say it better. And the new building will have a fitness center, so you may meet a veteran working out or in the community center or in the clothing store, and once again, spouses and family members can connect with each other, and just the whole system of mutual support, I believe, is what's missing. The VA and others do the best they can with PTSD, for instance, but that community is what's lacking, and really, to just repeat myself, is the best medicine we've discovered there is.
Is it difficult for family members to understand what a veteran's going through?
It is. It's difficult to understand behaviors or thought patterns. It can create a wall between, say, a husband and a wife, or a child and a parent, or it can certainly, it makes it very difficult to communicate, because if you haven't been there, you can't go there, and that's why it's so difficult. And so it becomes a system of more of acceptance. I know my wife has had to accept that I carry certain issues with me, but she's my teammate, and I couldn't do it without her. And I feel like if we can build that community, we can strengthen those bonds between people and get them to support each other.
You know, can family members help other family members that way? In other words, a spouse that has seen their spouse go through this, and all of a sudden another spouse says, you know, you're not the only one going through that. You know, here's how we handled it at our house.
No doubt. The veteran gets all the attention, and the spouse gets left out. And it's a lonely place. It's a difficult place. To love a veteran who is experiencing issues is very difficult. Because of what you pointed out, it's difficult to understand. And so that, to know you're not alone, and there are others out there, that there's strength in that. And so just like veterans bonding together, spouses or even children or parents or whoever, the siblings of a veteran can bond together.
Since you started it, What has been the greatest piece of this to you? What has given you the most satisfaction?
When a veteran comes to us for support, whether it be clothing or counseling, or we see them at a point in the future where they want to give back. They've progressed to the point where they want to give back as a volunteer or to donate time or financially. if that's success for us.
And when you see that they're genuinely motivated because they were affected by it?
Yes, absolutely. And they want to give back. And when they feel better, they want to help a veteran who was where they were. And that's a beautiful thing.
Tom, if people want to get involved in it or learn more about it, where do they find it?
The best place would be to follow us on Facebook at Every Third Saturday or on our website at everythirdsaturday.com.
And what kind of donations do you take?
So we take clothing and shoes every Tuesday and Thursday at our place, which is about 3 blocks west of the VA hospital. And so we take the clothing and shoe donation, keep our store stocked, and, of course, gift cards. Our financial support is always welcome as well.
And you're always looking for veterans to participate. Maybe some can you know, depending on their background, might be able to help counsel as well.
Yes, the new program will be running. There's an opportunity for veterans to actually get a certification as a peer support specialist, and so they could lead groups at the new building of peer support, which is hugely. That's a very powerful thing. And so, we're looking forward to veterans being able to give back.
Tom, appreciate it very much, and I can't say it enough. Keep up the great work, and I look forward to the day I can come out there and visit you and make a donation.
Well, that'd be great. We'd love to have you. And I just want to thank everyone who has supported us and continues to support us. It's an incredible thing. So, thank you for having me on.
Keep up the good work. Tom McKenna from Every Third Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.